Blog Talk Radio.
Anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Lord, I magnify and praise your name for calling me to be an heir of your eternal kingdom. Lord, I bless you for your hand upon my life and for keeping me underneath your everlasting arms. Father, I give you devout and humble thanks for the great gift of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit within me. I praise you, Lord, for the life that is within me. I praise you, Lord, to keep me and devoured in the midst of the world's wicked fire. I praise you, O Lord, for putting the enemy's gear on reverse. I praise you, O Lord, for past blessings you have bestowed upon me. Almighty Father, I thank you for all things work together for good on my behalf. O Lord, I thank you for the blessedness of your presence. I bless and adore your holy name, for you have called me to be a member of the Church of Christ. I thank you, Lord, for the consciousness of divine fellowship and strengthening me against temptation. I praise you, Lord, for hell is vanquished and death is dead. I praise you, O Lord, for turning my sorrow into gladness. I praise you, O Lord, for turning my pain into victory. I praise you, O Lord, for robbing sin of its power. I praise you, Lord, for the new life offered to me. I praise you, O Lord, for the power that keeps me from falling asleep. I praise you, O Lord, for your name, which is highly lifted up, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God and the Prince of Peace. I praise you, O Lord, for your righteousness. I praise you, O Lord, for your mighty acts and creative power. I praise you, O Lord, for your infinite word. Lord, I thank you for your prophets and teachers, through whom I have learned something of your heart. Lord, teach me to worship and adore you. Lord, teach me to magnify you. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Bearing all my sin and shame in love.
episode of the House of Christ Ministries presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an outreach ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth, proclaiming the word. Tremendous power is released through proclaiming the word of God. Many Christians are unaware of this amazing potential that is available to all Christians. Whatever our situation may be, learning to release the word of God into situation releases God's creative power, which can transform the circumstances. As believers, we have both the privilege and responsibility to proclaim God's word. We must proclaim the word in faith, which will create a spiritual atmosphere and in the anointing. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 11 says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." All the power and all the authority that Jesus Christ had invested in his name, do we have the power of attorney to use his name? The word of God teaches us to do. Jesus Christ said we could use his name in prayer. He said we could use his name in dealing with demons. He said we could use his name ministering healing. We must not spend time depending on our ability to deliver others, when in reality, it is in the name of Jesus Christ that does it. E.W. Kenyon once wrote, "The measure of his ability is the measure of the value of that name, and all that is invested in that name belongs to us, for Jesus Christ gave us the unqualified use of his name."
Thank you.
House of Christ Ministries, Inc.'s sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. These teachings provide biblically based instructions to develop those that may be lacking basic understanding of the Word of God. We encourage you to write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We are offering free Bible studies, so you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We are offering free Bible studies. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We encourage you once again to tune in to us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson will be Faith and Confession. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight, dear Lord God, and we ask your forgiveness for sins of omission and sins of commission. And as I come before your throne tonight, dear Lord God, I pray that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Clean me out as a vessel to be used to dispense your word, dear Lord, to your children. Lord, I thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and I pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will lead me through these lessons tonight on the confession of faith so that it will touch lives and people will turn away from this sinful world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known.
In season
great evangelist Billy Graham once said that faith will manifest itself in three ways: in doctrine, worship, and fellowship. It will manifest itself in morality, in the way we live and behave. The Bible teaches that faith does not end with trust in Christ for our salvation. Faith continues. Faith grows. It may be weak at first, but it will become stronger as we begin to read the Bible, pray, go to church, and experience God's faithfulness in our Christian walk. Our lesson for tonight is faith and confession. Faith and confession go together often. When you believe something or want something, you should believe it and speak it or confess it. Unbelief can hinder your confession, as well as belief can be hindered by lack of confession. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Believing and speaking the word is operating in the same principle of faith Jesus Christ talked about in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. The woman with the issue of blood is an example of this truth. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 21 and 22, which says, "For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. She got exactly what she believed for and what she said. It is of great importance to understand the first thing this woman with an issue of blood did. The scripture reads that she said or spoke what she was going to do and what would be the results by faith. Her confession spoke her faith and made way for her to receive the desire of her heart. We must understand that we are faith children of a faith God and Father. He spoke or confessed that the world was, and it was, as it is written in the book of Genesis. The same action and ability he has given to us as his children. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 27, is God using confession to create the earth? For example, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light." Jesus Christ said that the things that he did, we also will do, including speaking into situation. John chapter 14, verse 12. And if we take a look at Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24, which says, "Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. We as Christians must begin to take God's word literally and act on what we know the word of God says. If the word of God says to speak our desires, then we need to start speaking them and expecting what we have said to come to pass. No matter how great the dilemma in your life, even if it's as large as a mountain, your faith in God and his ability to honor his word when you speak it will remove the mountains of adverse circumstances from your life. Confession, or speaking what you are believing for, gives substance to the faith in your heart. Words hold power and is one of the greatest forces in the universe. What you say about your situations does matter. It is important that you understand that your confession of something comes before or precedes your possession of it. Your confession of something according to the word of God brings it into manifestation. Confessing and receiving the gifts of the Spirit. Many of us ask for gifts and we don't see the manifestation of it, which causes us to give up. This is because we don't believe that God has answered us. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31 says, but covet earnestly the best gift. Covet means to desire or wish for. The Bible tells us to desire the best gifts. If we are desiring, then we are seeking. And if we are seeking, we will find it. For some unknown reason, we believe that we cannot ask our Heavenly Father for gifts, but that's not true. We ask our natural fathers for gifts for our birthdays and other occasions, just like with my children. We tell natural fathers exactly what we want. If our fathers love us enough to honor our request, then our Father and God in heaven, who loves us so much more, will do far above our request. The problem we have in receiving the gifts that we are requesting, we need to start confessing that we have the gifts we ask for. Once again, the word of God says, ask and you shall receive. Not that you might receive, but you shall receive. If you do nothing, you will have absolutely nothing. Too often, we allow life's circumstances to dictate what we speak. Our eyes are usually on the problem, but God wants us to speak the solutions. Confession is speaking God's deliverance through his word into our circumstances. When we confess what God's word says about the problem that we face, we activate God's promise into our lives by faith. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must not give into what we see, but rather what we know the Word of God says about life's dilemmas that we face. Your confession does many things. Because sin separates us from God, unconfessed sin in our lives breaks our fellowship with God, and so confessing our sins reestablishes our fellowship with God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Confession brings forgiveness. The devil tries to take advantage of people by trying to convict them of sins for which they have already asked God's forgiveness. Confessing God's word strengthens our faith in this fact. God forgives and forgets, and so we should. When God's word is preached, it is also confession, because it testifies of what God says, and doing such, it builds faith. Confession removes fear. When we are attacked by the spirit of fear, we can confess God's promises and send him running. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The scriptures tells us that we have overcome every demonic spirit that tries to put us in bondage. Your confession paved the road for your life. You can't drive or get somewhere where there is no road. You won't have any more than you can confess and believe. There are right and wrong confession. Wrong confession is when we speak defeat. Many people loves to speak defeat about their life's aches and pains and how the devil has been attacking them and how they are defeated. Wrong confession also speaks about what we think we cannot do, or the mountain that we see before us that seems impossible. This kind of confession puts you in bondage. It steals your faith in God's ability to honor his word and gives Satan dominion over your circumstances. Example of wrong confession. In the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, the 12 scouts went into the promised land to spy out the people, cities, and land. When the 12 scouts or spies returned, 10 of them spoke an evil report by saying that the people in the land were strong and that they would not be able to overtake the people and the land. 2 of the spies spoke the opposite by saying, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Their names were Joshua and Caleb. All the children of Israel began to murmur and complain, and they believed the report of the 10 scouts or spies with the evil report, and they got what they believed. Joshua and Caleb also got what they said and believed. They were the only two that were above 20 years old when they gave the report to enter into the promised land. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28 says, they got what they spoke. It reads, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do. Right confession. Right confession is when we speak or confess what God's word says about us and our situations. Your mouth will either give you the victory, giving glory to God, or allow you to be defeated by your words, which give glory to the devil. A positive confession, or a confession that says what God's word says, he will always give you the victory over the devil. To establish God's word in our lives, we must begin to confess what his words say about us. If he says we are healed, then we need to start confessing the scriptures that say we are healed. If we are lacking in our finances, we need to confess what God's word says about the provisions of his people. Get what the word of God says about yourself. Then speak and believe it. Once again, it is important to make positive confessions and not let time or lack of patience make you weary. Don't get lulled back into negative confessions. Keep God's word of faith continually upon your lips. Remember that your confession paved the road to receive. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus Christ defeated the devil for us. But yet the devil dominates the lives of so many Christians because they allow him to do so. Many people like to blame God for all their circumstances, but they should blame themselves. When Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he left the church to carry out the work. And if we don't do what we are supposed to do, why blame God for that? Why blame God for our circumstances? We must begin to speak to the mountains as Jesus Christ told us to. It has been said that what we are today is what we confessed yesterday. Beloved, start speaking faith seeds, faith words today, and you can soon have a rich spiritual harvest. I encourage you once again, start speaking faith seeds, faith words today, and you can soon have a rich spiritual harvest. Where do you begin? I encourage you once again, make up a confession list, starting who you are in Jesus Christ. Write down what you have asked God for and start confessing that you have it, because God's word is good. It is important that before you begin your confession, seek God's desire and will for your life, because God will not work against himself. He will not give you something he knows will hurt you, even if you confess it, because he loves you deeply, for my words to express.
Power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power in the blood.
Hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We are currently offering free Bible studies. Just write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And in the outer part of the envelope, you could include free Bible studies, and we'll be happy to mail them to you or email them to you. God bless you tonight. As we continue on this journey, and I've concluded this lesson for tonight, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey and go our sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. So I am encouraging you tonight to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ tonight.
To the home where I used to live, the grass had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, "I know they don't live here anymore. They are somewhere around the throne, far, far the preacher, he was still there. He met me at the door. He said, I know who you are, and I know who you're looking for. But they don't come here anymore. No, they don't. They are somewhere around the throne of God.
Standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I am going to ask you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, "He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up the cross and follow me."
Thank you.
salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why not accept him now? God loves you and wants you to experience peace and abundant and eternal life. Here is how you receive Jesus Christ. Admit you need him. I am a sinner. Be willing to turn from your sins. Repent. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. Through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. I want you to have mercy on me, a sinner. I want your forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and rose again. Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins and surrender to you, Lord. From now on, my life is in your hands to do as you wish. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. This I ask in his name. Lord, I thank you and I bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I submit to you tonight and I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity tonight to come into your presence and to pray, O God, and to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, O Lord, that we will touch lives, O Father, across the globe. We pray that there will be a revival, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that souls will be saved. As we confess our faith in you and your word, Father, we thank you once again. We pray that the Holy Spirit will dwell within us as we continue on this spiritual journey and travel on the road to salvation. Father, we pray that you touch every listener. Those who are listening now, dear Lord, and those who will be listening in the future, Father, I thank you once again. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and they honor you. And I thank you as I submit to you tonight, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Dearly beloved, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Receiving Jesus Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who dwells in every believer. This is called regeneration or the new birth. This is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Jesus Christ. To help you grow spiritually, you must do the following. Read your Bible daily to know Jesus Christ better. Talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where Jesus Christ is preached. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." And Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God." May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit the Comforter rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. Unto you and peace from God, O Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you and good night.